in this situation, I know you've spoken to the Haslam family and you're in fact on hand to introduce Dan Haslam to Gillian Skinner at Tamworth Hospital. Do you support their push to see the state government adopt the recommendations of the Upper House inquiry into this issue?
This is a highly emotive issue, and one thing that that I am trying to do is to keep the conversation going about the pros and cons, and we need to be compassionate, and we need to think about those families like the Haslams, and I've known them for a very, very long time. What would you do in that situation? What would you do if a loved one was suffering a terminal illness, and you would do everything in your power to care for them? And you do everything in your power to try and make them comfortable, and that's what I'm trying to do. I wrote to Barry O'Farrell, a previous premier, on behalf of the Haslams to try and set up a meeting, and those circumstances changed. So, like, as late as last Thursday, I put a letter into the new premier, Mike Baird, to try to set up a meeting so we could get Lucy and Lou Haslam and Dan in front of the new premier so they could put their case forward.
So do you support their push, though, their petition, personally?
Look, I support the family, and I've supported the family for a very, very long time. And
but to this actual petition, do you support what they're trying to achieve?
I support the family, and what needs to be brought into context here is that it is the supply issue in terms of where do they get it, how do they get it, and who manufactures it. You know, you're not going to get the Therapeutic Goods Association approval if someone's cooking it up in the kitchen, and we need to ensure that it is regulated, and there needs to be some safeguards around the supply. Otherwise, you will end up with backyard operations popping up, trying to be morally correct by supplying those who desperately need it in circumstances that they never thought they would be in. So there's a lot of work to be done on this. I support the Upper House inquiry and the recommendations put to government, and my job is to try to look at all aspects of it, and the supply is a critical issue.
In terms of, though, I guess your representation of the community, would you agree with Col Murray's interpretation that there's a groundswell of support for the change?
Oh, there is groundswell of support, no doubt about it. You know, we're certainly seeing that, and I'm continuing to do my research and learn more about it, about how we cover off. It's all well and good to amend, you know, the Drug Misuse and Trafficking Act for small quantities of possession under 15 grams and to turn a blind eye, but what happens with the supply component of it? We need to push the drug companies quickly. We need to get the Therapeutic Goods Association to look at scheduling, and if they can, make it prescriptive through pharmacies and then ultimately doctors, who we're reading, and evidence is out there that doctors are already suggesting to patients that they use cannabis.
If the communities are asking for the change, do you have an electoral responsibility to introduce this? We understand the Greens are moving to do it on the 27th of May, but unlikely to be successful because there's just not a will to support what the Greens are trying to introduce. I guess political concern here at the Greens being involved, but if the community is asking for you to take this up and introduce it, do you owe that responsibility to the electorate?
If the community asks me to take it forward, what I will continue to do, like I have done with the Haslams and with Lucy and Lou, is to make representation on their behalf at every opportunity. In terms of what the Greens do, I think that you know, they can go off and do whatever they do. That's a matter for them. If we are going to affect change here, we have to do it properly, and we have to do it in a way that we will be able to cover off those bases to make sure that the supply is looked at, and the manufacturer and the supply has to be regulated. I fully support the Haslams, and my heart goes out to them. I know Dan well, and I know the family very well, and I know others in our community who are doing exactly what Dan is doing. Mm. So to do the right thing and to get some comfort and care for these people, we have to make sure that the methods that we put in place deals with the whole component.